right, guys, welcome to tonight's Instant Reaction Podcast. It's one of those special nights at Hilton Coliseum where, let's see what time it is. I'm recording this at 10:41. The speeches from the seniors probably got over with, I don't know, I'd say 10 minutes ago. Nobody wants to leave. I'm looking around. There's students everywhere. There's fans everywhere. There's students taking selfies on the floor. There's, family from the players. It's just a really special night at Hilton Coliseum. It was nerve-wracking. I don't know if I've been that nervous at a game in a really long time. I'm in the media. I'm not supposed to get nervous. You guys all know I can't fake it. I love the Cyclones. I'm one of you. I'm an Iowa Stater. Those guys had to go out with a win, right? They had to. It would not have been right. It would have been an awful ending to a phenomenal movie had they lost that game tonight. And you know what? Damn it. Oklahoma State was really good. That's a really good basketball team. Juwan Evans, 29 points. He was phenomenal tonight. They kept coming. Oklahoma State ends with 13 threes, 50% from three. Now, the good thing is Iowa State hit 15 of them. But you can't create a better senior night, though, because it's a good team you're playing. It's a 5 or 6 seed in the NCAA tournament, probably. And Morris, Mitru Long, Thomas, and Burton combined for 74 of Iowa State's 86 points. Absolutely incredible. Monte Morris was one rebound away from a triple-double tonight in his senior night performance at Iowa State. Just an incredible ending. And it was, and I'm sure you guys watched the game, incredibly nerve-wracking throughout the entire thing. I was really concerned that Iowa State was going to lose that game, but these guys do what they tend to do, and they bowed up when it mattered. I thought it was a phenomenal call by Steve Prohm and to a greater extent, Monte Morris, the senior point guard, to apply pressure at the end on that last. Oklahoma State had to go the length of the floor, and they applied that pressure at the end, and Monte got the steal. It wasn't a steal, but it was a turnover off of Oklahoma State. Would have been really easy to not do that, fear the foul. But they, you trust your senior point guard, and that's what you did in that scenario. I'm kind of speechless tonight. It's one of those nights as a writer, and this is where it gets difficult when you're so emotionally attached. I turned to Rob Gray, who's sitting next to me and covering the game, and he's going to have a fantastic feature, guys, so look out for that. I'm like, man, I don't know. It's hard to know what to write about because there's so much stuff. This is one of those nights where if I had enough caffeine or, if I had enough Red Bull in me, I could stay up till 4 a.m. writing about different aspects of this game. Let's look at another aspect of the game that's not senior-oriented. That's Donovan Jackson. What's going on with this guy? All he does is hit clutch threes right now for Iowa State. He was 2 for 2 on the night, only played for 10 minutes, but, man, he was really good. Solomon Young, not so good tonight. He had a tough night. He actually looked like a freshman out there. However, again, when you're four seniors combined for 74 of 86 points, that makes up for a lot. But Solomon Bell was probably the worst game he's had since he's been starting for Iowa State. He played 23 minutes tonight. But here we go. Iowa State now wins their 20th game of the year. 20-9 right now, 12-5 in the Big 12. Remember, this team was only 10-8 in the Big 12 a year ago. Another important point tonight is if Iowa State somehow wins at West Virginia on Friday, yes, that's a Friday game, not Saturday, Iowa State would be the 2 seed in the Big 12 tournament next week in Kansas City. Really an incredible turnaround, 6 games in a row. Had they not let that one get away at Texas, it'd be 8 in a row right now for Iowa State, dating back to the big win in Allen Fieldhouse. Nonetheless, even with the Texas loss, it's been a great run for this team, and they are indeed peaking at the perfect time. right leading into March Madness and the NCAA tournament. What do you say? Great night all the way around. And this was one of the nights, you know, they've been saying for a while, the seniors have been saying for a while, we're waiting for a night where it all comes together and we all play well at the same time. That happened tonight, and they needed every minute of it because a game-surging Oklahoma State squad showed up and darn near pulled off the upset, darn near pulled off the, you know, and ruined the really cool night. It almost happened. I think Brad Underwood's the coach of the year in the Big 12. What he's been able to do is nothing short of fantastic with that team. They'll be in the NCAA tournament, even if they go 9-9, even if they lose to Kansas on Saturday. That's a tournament team. The metrics love them. I think Brad Underwood's done a phenomenal job. In fact, I think they beat Kansas in Stillwater on Saturday. Great night. Iowa State 86, Oklahoma State 83. Thanks for listening. Thanks for reading our coverage. We appreciate it all at CycloneFanatic.com.